Kansas State Nation, this is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Postcast K-State Baseball. Eddie Greer checking in with you on this Sunday evening, 18th of February, 2024. And the Cats do pull one out, once again, out during the MLB Desert Invitational to close things out, having to use a huge three-run surge late to knock off Georgetown earlier this afternoon by the score of 7-6 there, as Georgetown tried to fight back in his baseball game, couldn't do it, as K-State held on late in his baseball game right here. Three home runs due to the courtesy of Chuck Ingram, Brennan Jones, and Kalen Culpepper Jones. His home run broke a 4-4 tie in the top of the sixth there. And that was all she wrote right there. Jackson Woodward did get the win right here. And we're going to go through some of this box score stuff right now. So K-State, after dropping the first game of the season back on Friday, win the next two and get out of town 2-3 in this tournament. Of course, they did not play the same team. They played three different teams in 3 days. Cal lost to Tech, lost to Cal. Then you beat, hold off Boston. These were pretty good games across the board. Having to hold off Boston College, and then today having to fend off Georgetown, who is winless on the year for them. Georgetown did score. Well, K-State did. They were the designated home team for this one. Score. Well, we'll start with Georgetown here, the losing team. Georgetown did get one in the second, one more in the fifth, two in the sixth. And then two more in the ninth there. So K-State, Georgetown, Trotter, Riley late in the ninth inning. They fall short. K-State struck first with two in the first. They got to go all the way to the fifth. They answer the one run by Georgetown with two more of their own. And then how about the comeback? Cardiac Cats, three in a bomb in the eighth inning. There to seal the fate right there for Georgetown in this baseball game here. As my screen switches over, Jackson Woodworth does get the win. He goes 1-0. Cody Jensen goes 0-1. We'll roll with that because they have its last name, first name for the K-State, but for Georgetown, it has it probably first and last. But Cody Jensen, you're going to roll with it, goes 0-1, and Tyson Abers grabs his first save of the 2024 season, time of the game. 2 hours and 47 minutes on a nice day out there in Arizona, Mesa, Arizona, to be exact. And oh, by the way, speaking of Mesa, there was a half and a full marathon. This is not a running podcast, but recently, last week or 2 weeks ago now, over there. But 64 degrees over there, out west, there as well. Box score for K-State, right? So K-State, Brennan Jones, your leadoff man. If you're getting this type of production from your 1-3, this is going to be, you're not going to have a deal with this lineup right here. They set the tone, and of course, you have a cleanup man over there in Brady Day. He had two hits. Culpepper had his home run, was lone hit of the game. Chuck Ingram has been a huge addition already at the top of the order. Two more hits. Brennan Jones had two more hits in this game. And it looks like the 1-5 hitters drove in all the runs in this baseball game. So if you're going to beat K-State, you got to shut down this top of the order, which obviously top of the order sets a tone for everybody else. And K-State, I think, personally, and yes, I'm biased on the show, K-State alum, it's one of the best top of the order, probably 1-5 in the conference, hands down. We have that as well, but yeah, so you have that. Go down here. Of course, Brennan Jones added a triple with that. Brady Day, he added a triple in this game. Let's see. Caught stealing. Brady Day got caught stealing. And Daniel Rivera, he had the error in this game for Kansas State. Jacob Frost, first career K-State start this afternoon. 5 innings pitched. 3 hits, 2 runs. One of those was earned. 3 walks, struck out 4. Preston Martinez, Jackson Wither, who's credited with the win. Tyson Neighbors, not without drama. And this one for the Big 12 All-American there for him. Gave him a hit. Was given two runs there. Both of them were earned. And then you have a walk and two strikeouts to close it out. So not without a scare, though. Not really sharp. Your Tyson Neighbors line if you're K-State. But you'll take it. You'll take it. And you'll take a 2 out of 3. And I don't know off the top of my head who they play next. I might as well just go do that right here, right now. It's the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Eddie Greer postcast. K-State takes 2 of 3 in the MLB Desert Invitational by the win, holding off Georgetown this afternoon by the count of 7-6. Next time they'll hit the diamond, it is going to be, looks like it's going to be Arizona State, it looks like, that I got up here. Yeah, Arizona State, they are staying out there. So they're going to be, so how about that? Arizona State next, 7:30 Central Time. That's a Tuesday game. Thereafter, we're going to try to do all the games the best we can. So we'll see what happens there as K-State gets their baseball season going. So Arizona State on Tuesday, I believe Holy Cross is the next in line there as well for them. So, but if you're Pete Hughes in this game, you gotta love what you saw there. But there's some things to clean up. there's some things to clean up a little bit. But hey, this is what you want there if you're Pete Hughes there. So K-State coming in this tournament, ranked 24th in the country there, handles their business. And let me see if I can grab a quote from Pete Hughes here after this game. Yeah, so, quote, Major Hughes, quote, love watching our guys excel in tight matchups. And he goes on to say, Jacob battled through his start, showing real grit, while Jackson showcased pure dominance on the mound. Thrilled to have Tyson back in the mix. Our veteran players, Culpepper, Jones, Ingram, unleash some big hits, reminding everyone of their power and skill, end quote there. So, like I said, yeah, this 1-5 of K-State, woo, they produce. I mean, yes, yeah, early, but we've seen it. We saw it last year. Brennan Jones had a 25-game on-base winning streak, on-base streak going. Culpepper, we know what he can do. One of the Major League top prospects as well. And you're at 1-5. They set the tone every game. They're going to be in every game. They can win every game. I just said they're one of the 1-5, probably one of the best in the conference, hands down, probably. And that's not even looking at the rest of the rosters either. So we'll just have to find and see. But a huge win today by K-State. And they're staying out west as next up on the schedule in the month of February, Tuesday, against Arizona State. K-State 2-1 to start off the campaign of 2024. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available whenever we do decide to, so as it appears to be, to record content. But I'm going to do the best that I can while still getting settled here in Kansas City to get postcast. I know I said postcast of most of the baseball games while we can as well. We will talk. Let's see. We will talk track. I know they finished up last week, so we'll see what happens on that front. But right now, we're going to wrap this thing up. K-State wins by a run over Georgetown 7-6 and moved. It's 2-1 young in the 2024 season. Big thanks to Alex A. I do have on my calendar Alex on at some point. I'm shooting for Tuesday night as it is race week for me personally. But also Daytona 500 is going on. Will be happening tomorrow as well when this podcast rolls out as well. As they had to be pushed back due to weather down there in Daytona Beach, Florida today. So Daytona 500 on a Monday. I don't think that's the first time we've seen that in recent memory. But that's going to be going on. K-State baseball resume on Tuesday. And we will just go on from there. Right now, it's going to do it on this postcast edition. Alex in out there in San Diego, California. You will hear him very soon. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. You have been listening to another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. K-State winners over Georgetown. Go Cats.